doesn't matter what sex you are. What does matter is if you're having one-sided sex.
Welcome to the 10X Your Sex Podcast. Join Jay and Amy as they reveal sexy secrets to having phantasmagoric orgasms, intensify intimacy, and prepare to penetrate fantasies, touch every desire, and turn on the lovemaking heat. Get ready to take your sex to 10X.
That's today's topic. Amy and I are going to dive deep. Amy, how do you feel about one-sided sex?
Hell no. No one deserves one-sided sex. Everyone deserves to have equal pleasure in the bedroom. Always. Period.
Period. The first one we feel is vital to this whole thing, this whole foundation of 10Xing your sex, is speaking up about your needs, communication. The communication is critical to any good relationship, especially for a sexual relationship. Would you like to contribute your position?
Yeah, are you speaking up about what you want and need in the bedroom, or are you just keeping it to yourself out of fear of upsetting the other person, or being that it's been so long that you've been doing it that way that they're going to think, oh my God, you've been keeping this to yourself this whole time? If you're afraid of that reaction, you may get that reaction, but you know what? If you don't speak up about your needs and wants in the bedroom, you're never going to get two-sided sex if you're okay letting it continue on out of fear.
And that's awkward. Yeah. You know, the conversation is awkward, but you have to be willing to face the awkward. You've got to be stronger than the awkward.
Right.
And you grow. And the weird thing is you grow from that awkward.
Yes.
Be willing to face the awkward and you build from it. You absorb it and it becomes a power.
That's exactly it.
I love
it. If you don't speak up, the answer will never be in your favor.
Yeah.
Never.
You don't ask, you don't get. You don't make sales calls, you don't make sales. Mm-hmm. You have to forge into the abyss.
Yes.
Like, shit, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? What are they going to, mm-hmm. how are they going to feel about it? Dive into that abyss and you will be forever rewarded. What do we say that we won the
sexual lottery?
We won the sexual lottery and we are sharing our winnings with you.
All right.
So topic one is how you and I feel about a reason sex could be one-sided. Oh, forgive me. My allergies are rough today. We'd like to know what you think about not speaking up about your needs, not speaking up about your wants. Are you speaking your needs to your lover and they're just not speaking theirs back? Or are neither of you talking about your needs? We want to hear from you. Please email us at 10xyoursex@gmail.com. And 10x is the number one, the number zero, and the letter X. So email us and we will read your, Amy and I both read your emails. And we will respond and either call you out on the next episode if you give us permission to, or just answer your question privately and in a podcast if you'd like. And also, if we started a Facebook group, we'd love you guys to join and interact, learn from one another, gain your sexual confidence so you can 10X your sex. The group is at facebook.com/groups/how to have better sex. Thank you in advance.
All right.
Amy and I both agree strongly. Hygiene is number two on the list for good cause. If you're not getting the oral pleasure you feel you deserve or as often as you deserve, there's a reason for that.
Right.
You stinky.
Are you cleaning your pussy, ladies?
Yeah. And guys, wipe your ass good. I use lotion. I keep a tube of lotion right next to the toilet on the floor, and I dab a little lotion on each wipe after I take a dump. So my butthole, not only is it smooth and pleasant, but it wipes all the shit off of it and gives it a good scent. And guys, it wouldn't kill you to rub a swipe of deodorant from your asshole to your edge of your balls. You'll get more oral for it, I promise you.
And ladies, keep your pussy clean. I can't tell you how important that is. If you want head, you're going to have to keep it clean. Because I don't know anyone who wants a fishy smell. You don't want to be one of the women that those jokes are made out of. Keep it clean. Use the feminine hygiene wipes or just a nice water spray, you know, washcloth, clean it.
Coconut oil. Coconut oil.
I use coconut oil almost every day.
Oh, fuck.
And that is a natural.
It's a natural lubricant.
And it's a natural deodorizer.
Right.
Which I also use in my deodorant, too. So.
Not to mention, it's wonderful. It tastes good. Coconut oil on a pussy does a lot of benefits, and it makes it taste like a fucking dessert compared to just pussy.
Yes. And
so try it, ladies.
Yeah.
Do it for your fella. It's a pleasant fucking surprise for him. It's nice.
It is nice. And it keeps everything nice and smooth.
Oh, it's just wet soft. And lubricated and ready. It keeps that motherfucker ready to go, baby.
And it is a good lubricant. Just want to add that as well. But keep everything clean. And if you have a job, I just want to add to this. If you have a job where you're out sweating all day long and you come home and you want a little piece of ass, take a shower. Take a shower. Be presentable. Be clean.
Clean that rig.
Invite the want and the need from your partner. Create the environment.
Set the table.
And you will be rewarded.
Set the table and you will eat well. Number three is masturbation.
Do you masturbate every single day? And if you do, why are you doing it? Are you gone for long periods of time? And while you're away, you watch porn and you masturbate? And by the time you get home, you're exhausted from your trip and you have no desire and you're never in the mood for your partner because you've been masturbating that whole time.
The more you touch it, the less often they are going to touch it. Mm-hmm. There's a reason behind that.
And that could tie into the first reason about not getting your needs met. And that's the only way you can meet your needs. If you talk about that with your partner or introduce the things that make you hot while you masturbate into the bedroom, but you have to talk to your partner. Do those things.
Bring the fantasies you use when you jerk off to a simple conversation with your lover, and your sex will 10x overnight. Overnight. It did for us. You have to be willing to have that hard, but very brief conversation with your partner to bring your sex to 10x.
That's right. And if the masturbation is because you're away for long periods of time, try some sort of abstinence. We believe strongly in spacing out our sexual
sessions because we have to
for one, but the longer we prolong the time in between our sexual sessions,
Hotter the next one is.
And it's so sexy. It's so big. It's so much bigger and hotter and even sometimes quicker, amazingly, even though we don't really want it to be quicker.
But just as intense.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, God, if you work and you're gone for stretches at a time, maybe try not masturbating. Prolong that. Build the anticipation of until you come home and you can see your partner and then you... on both ends.
Turn it into a discipline that you can control, which is always sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You control it then. Now it's no longer controlling you. Because right now, if you're jerking off too much and your lover's not happy with you, there's a fucking reason for that. You're jerking off too much. You don't have the discipline to not. You don't have the discipline to turn it into something you control versus it controlling you. Because right now it's controlling you. And you're fucking up your relationship probably too. I'm sure you have other problems in your relationship. When you're not fucking your partner, they're thinking about fucking someone else more and more and more. The less often you're fucking them. Think about it that way.
Most likely, yeah.
It's human nature. We were created to reproduce. We were created to fuck. That is our root fucking purpose on a biological, physical being level. Yes, we have a spiritual side. Yes, we have an energetic realm to us. Yes, we have a soul. But you have to master that physical part.
And that leads us to the next reason. One of the other reasons that we think are, how healthy are you? How healthy is your body and your mental health to be able to handle a 10x your sex experience? You have to be physically
capable
and mentally capable. Are you healthy enough to have an orgasm or feel that you can pleasure your partner or receive pleasure? Is that preventing you from having two-sided sex?
And hey, guys, how stiff is your erection? How hard and full is your fucking dick when you're turned on like a motherfucker? Is it not as firm as it should be? There's a reason behind that. It's your health. It's your health. It's your heart health. It's your cardiovascular health. The healthier you are, the better sex you are capable of. And we need you there. We have a health regimen. Amy and I are, our diet is Mediterranean.
Tons of water.
Tons of water. And we do take supplements. We're not selling supplements, but we take them. If you'd like to know what we take, we're happy to tell you. We're not doctors. We're not doling out advice. We're just letting you know what works for us. Mm-hmm. Email us at 10xyoursex@gmail.com. We both read the emails and we'll both reply to you and let you know exactly what we take, whatever you'd like to know. Health is a foundational criteria for 10xing your sex. A strong relationship is foundational for you to 10x your sex. So there's a couple things we need you to have and work on. And if you need help with those, let us know. We will let you know what worked for us. We're in a very happy place, energetically, relationally, emotionally. We really have, this whole thing has been such a blessing. It has absolutely strengthened so many other parts of us and our lives that we felt compelled to share with you. It's like, we've got to teach people this and let them know that the side benefits of something so sinister and taboo and ill-talked about, sex, can lead to beautiful life characteristics and feelings and a confidence in our life, our relationship, our sex, our future, our path.
That's right. We need to be as healthy as we can be, whether it's the foods that we eat, the things that we are grateful for, our mindfulness, keeping our mental health as important as our physical health.
And physical, yeah.
And it's important to eat the right foods, healthy, organic as you can, just raw foods, less out of a box. But like Jay
and gluten.
Was, and well, we don't eat gluten just because we both have intolerances to it.
Right.
So maybe you have an intolerance that's preventing you from getting all the nutrients that you need. Maybe get yourself checked out or, you know, stop eating gluten.
Right. Embrace the discipline that you know not having gluten is better than gluten for your body. And to know that fewer grams of sugar a day in your diet is better for your body, which is better for your mind, which is better for your heart, which is better for your emotions, which is better for your love, which is better for your lovemaking.
Absolutely. Pay attention to those things. Make sure you are in as optimal health as you can be.
See a doctor, read, mm-hmm. Ask us what we do. We're happy to share. We want you to be where we are. It's a state of bliss. We're not wealthy people money-wise, but Amy and I have definitely won the sexual lottery, and we're sharing our winnings with you in the form of what has worked so well for us. So reach out. All right. The last one is controversial, Amy and I feel.
And it really should be the number one reason.
Yeah.
And we don't like that it's probably the number one reason, but
it's probably a number one fact.
Yeah. Are you having one-sided sex because are you not into each other anymore? That's going to create some one-sided sex.
Yeah. If you're not fucking, you're fucking somebody else in your fantasies, you're fucking somebody else in your mind, or you're fucking somebody else in real life. It's a fact. It's that, or you just are, what do they call that? Ambivalent about love. Mm-hmm. And you're just, if you're ambivalent about love to the point you're not making love with your partner.
Or you don't want to.
Or are you not in love? Are you lying to yourself? Your relationship has to be tough. It's got to be strong. This is foundational to 10Xing your sex.
It's what has gotten us through everything. We have eyes only for one another, and I can't imagine an existence without this man beside me.
Aw, he's so sweet. And I feel the same. And her and I have communicated that, and we realize the gift that we have found. We want that for you. If you don't have eyes for your partner, you need to have a conversation in the mirror first. And then you need to have a conversation with your partner. They deserve that. You deserve that. So have the conversation. Go into it with a positive solution in mind that you want to work through it. You want to make it better instead of just make a change. And I think the outcome you're going to have, you're going to be very pleased with, and they are going to see an entirely new person in you. And that's a beautiful thing to happen.
That's right. We are Love Wins promoters and supporters.
Yeah, Love Wins.
Working on something that means a lot to you is well worth it. It's well worth the investment, the time, the consideration, the love, everything that you've built. If you have a good, solid foundation, and you just, life happens. Life can happen. And we get it. You know, people change. You have to realize those things in yourself and in your partner and do what you need to. And if you feel it's worth it, by all means, go love. Go love.
Go love. Love wins.
10X your sex and 10X your love on top of that.
Absolutely. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, we would so appreciate having you, and other people would as well. You can share what you want and learn from what other people share. It's at facebook.com/groups/how-to-have-better-sex. And we hope to see you there. And if you have a question for Amy and I, of course I can email us, right?
Absolutely. You can email us at 10xyoursex@gmail.com. And 10x is 10x. And we hope to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. We both read your emails. We will talk about them in a new episode. Or on an Ask Us Anything live. Right?
We need lots of questions, and we'll start doing that. So help us out.
Yes, we are terribly timid. Our egos are easily bruised. So please interact with us. Show us a little love so we don't have to cry ourselves to sleep tonight.
And remember, no more one-sided sex. And reach out to us if you need any help. And we are here for you. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast.
Thanks, everyone. And we will see you in the next one.
All right.